FreeTalkLive.com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control and literally bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind, political, personal, anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And don't forget, you can get interactive with us at FreeTalkLive.com.
You can check out the Shrine of Female Listeners.
Yes.
There's dozens of gals who've sent in their pictures, and you can look at them. It's not exactly a beauty contest, although many are worth looking at.
Absolutely, and we want to get your picture if you're a lady listening to the show, so be sure you check it out at freetalklive.com. And also, don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. Again, that is 1-888-532-4604. Or log on at freestateproject.org.
They'd love to hear from you.
Absolutely. So, again, here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Plenty of time for your calls about anything. If you don't make the calls, then we have to bring things up. So, Manwich, where are we going next?
Well, I've decided I want to talk about a little article I have here. Is it wrong to fire people for smoking? Earlier this year, a Michigan healthcare company fired four employees for refusing to take a test to determine whether or not they smoked cigarettes.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Did we?
Yeah.
Waco Incorporated?
I believe so, yeah. I remember this.
I think it's a different story, though.
I don't believe it is.
Does that mean you don't want to talk about it?
Well, we might as well just rehash it here, and then if it doesn't work out, we'll move on. But go ahead.
Waco Incorporated adopted policy that allows them to fire employees who smoke, even if the smoking happens after business hours or away from the office. Mm-hmm. The company says the policy is a response to the very real problem of increased health care costs that go along with smoking. But we think it's a dangerous precedent. I got this from the Drug Policy Alliance. Because such a policy opens the door for companies to punish employees for a broad range of lifestyle choices and habits that might increase health care costs, but which have no impact on job performance. What do you think?
I think that smoking does have an impact on job performance, because I've worked in retail before. I used to work at Big K for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
No, I say many, I mean 3.5 years. But that's a lot for a teenager.
You have lived many years.
Right. So I know from experience that smokers tend to take a whole lot more breaks than non-smokers.
Mm-hmm.
Because they got to have their cigarette. I mean, they have to. It's been 4 hours. Time to get out in front of the store and start smoking. Whereas someone like me, who's a non-smoker, I would just rather have not taken the breaks. I'd rather have stayed and worked because I had customers to take care of. But the smokers were always wanting to be out front taking a smoke break. Now, I want to make it clear, I'm not trying to rag on smokers. I'm not saying all smokers are this way. It's just it's just noticeable when that's what they do. They sit out front of the store and puff away. So if they weren't out front, I probably wouldn't have noticed it quite as much, and I'm sure the customers wouldn't notice it.
In this case here, it says they're fired for refusing to take a test to determine whether they smoke cigarettes or not.
Right, which obviously means that they smoke cigarettes.
It's
the implication there.
Some people don't maybe smoke just, at work or something.
Maybe they just object to being tested. That's a possibility as well.
Or they could smoke on their own time. So what you're discussing, I mean, not everybody who smokes the way you imagine that they smoke.
No, certainly not. Only the ones that I see.
Right.
Right. I mean, I'm just talking about the ones that I've seen do it at work. I'm sure there are plenty of other people who work twice as hard just so they can get their cigarette break. So I'm not trying to marginalize those people. I'm not trying to generalize all smokers into one category. But I think the one thing that we can definitely agree on here is it's the business's prerogative. Now, regardless of what the Drug Policy Alliance thinks about it, or whoever it was that was saying that this is a bad precedent, this is the business's their idea. They are welcome to test you for whatever they want to, as long as you want to stay employed there. If you don't like their testing policies, then don't work there. It's the same thing with people who use narcotics like, hard drugs or marijuana or whatever. If they don't want to work somewhere and they've got a drug testing policy they don't like, go apply for a job somewhere else. There's plenty of people that don't do drug testing. Go work for one of them.
That's fine when you're talking about a situation where an employee is employed. Like when there's an agreement between the employer and the employee that basically there's, you work, you get paid, that's it. But there's many jobs that have pensions and, rewards for staying on, seniority type rewards, that kind of thing. And people build those up over a period of time.
Right.
Like, for instance, if they implemented this policy On the 24th year of some guy's employment, and at 25 years, he was going to get pensioned and retired and with a big gold watch and a you know, monthly pension. That's kind of unfair, you know?
Well, not, okay, maybe it's unfair, but it's their prerogative. I mean, if that's how they want to treat their employees, they should be able to. Because then they're going to lose their good employees. If their good employees are offended by that, they'll lose them, and somebody else, you know, their competitor, the other widget company in town is going to pick up the good employees, and then they might get some market share or market dominance, and the other company might feel a pinch, maybe change their ways, or go out of business. Or maybe it won't affect them at all. Maybe they'll lose some of the worst employees, and as a matter, and they'll just clean their workforce. And while that's certainly not fair, and I wouldn't like to, you know, to have that happen to me, why not just, I mean, if you've been in this company for 24 years, and then all of a sudden they come out with a, you know, something that says that you can't smoke anymore, well, you probably should just quit for a few more months until you can get your pension, right? I mean, wouldn't you do that if it was really worth it?
Yeah. I probably would.
So it's their prerogative. I don't have a problem. I can't argue against what this company's doing. As much as I may not like it, because I don't really think that it can't really be increasing their healthcare costs that much, can it?
Oh, yeah. Smokers are, you know, smokers die younger.
Right. But, I mean, is it going to be that much more of an increase as far as, you know, what they're paying versus what they could pay?
Knowing, having looked at health insurance and being a smoker, I'm not a cigarette smoker. I smoke cigars. And I smoke like one a day. But it doesn't matter to an insurance company whether you're a light smoker or a heavy smoker or any of those anything in between. It matters to them whether or not you inhale a cigarette. And
well, I wonder if they could keep their jobs if they just told the boss, look, I don't want health insurance anymore. Would that be an option?
It's quite possibly is.
Right, because that's the only issue, right? Or is it maybe it's one of those states where it's mandated?
Maybe,
isn't that possible?
It's possible.
Don't they mandate in some states that every business provide health care for their full-time employees?
Well, also they could be implementing the policy because they feel that smokers take more time off work. I would say that they're definitely more likely to get bronchitis.
Or just get sick in general, maybe?
Yeah. I mean, sick and sick longer.
I don't know. Are you a smoker? Do you have feelings about this? Should there be a law that prevents businesses from firing you because you're a smoker? I say no way. If you don't like it, go work somewhere else. There's plenty of people out there willing to hire you. 1-800-259-9231. Toll free. 800-259-9231. I mean, is there anything else you had to say about it?
No, I happened to be today driving along Highway 41 here in Tampa, and I was behind somebody, and once again, I saw somebody toss a cigarette butt out the window. And, you know, as much as I want to defend people's rights to smoke, and I want to see them be able to smoke in their homes and their businesses and their cars and wherever, I feel like smokers have dug their own grave in a lot of ways with this whole littering of cigarette butts.
Certainly the ones that do that, I don't know what percentage of them do. But
it would be my impression that it would be high.
It seems that way, because it just seems to be the thing to do if you're a smoker.
Mm-hmm.
Knock it out the window. So I've never smoked. I've never had the opportunity to, you know, be a part of that culture except to be nearby it.
You and I've certainly go out and buy a pack of cigs tonight if you want.
No thanks. I've certainly seen plenty of people throw their butts out the window, and that's not a problem with smoking. It's a problem with littering. But you're right.
It
comes off as a problem with the smokers.
Right.
And again, it makes it so the worst of the smokers, the ones who are littering, make everybody look bad. They make all the smokers look bad. So unfortunately, you're all in the same pool together, I guess. Right.
Yep, I'm afraid so.
1-800-259-9231.
Littering's a funny thing. You know, like, on my way to work, I'll generally eat a piece of fruit or two.
Okay.
Two, usually.
Uh-huh.
One of those types of fruit is a banana.
Right.
I often toss the banana peel out the window. Am I littering? I mean, it's biodegradable.
I say no.
No?
But then again, if everybody tossed a banana peel out the window.
Right, if somebody tossed 500 banana peels in my front yard.
It'd be a little different.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I guess it is littering. 800-259-9231, you make comments, you change the topic, you control the show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
Hi, this is Pasha Sharp with the Genesis Radio Network, and I'm here to introduce to you a product that will put the pep back in your step. If you're like me, a working mom and even working dad, then these issues will sound familiar to you all. Lack of energy, lack of strength, lack of stamina, lack of sleep, making time for housework, cooking, homework, shopping, and chauffeuring, making time with the kids, making time with the husband, making time for intimacy, most importantly, making time for yourself. I'm here to tell you that there is a way that you can make time for all of these things and more. Introducing the incredible LifeWave Patch. It is safe, non-invasive, and is currently being used by world-renowned athletes, Olympics, professional, collegiate, high school, and little leagues alike. Everyday businessmen and women in all walks of industry. Anyone looking for that extra edge over their competition, or just trying to beat the clock, this is truly the answer you've been looking for. Get your free sample at www.LifeWavePromotions.com. Again, your free sample at LifeWavePromotions.com.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's your show. You take control anytime. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind goes at 800-259-9231. Don't forget to log on. Get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. Check out the live streams that we have there. We've got a broadband stream. We've got a not-so-broadband stream. So anybody can tune in at freetalklive.com. If you're not able to listen on your local radio stations, and if that's the case, you should call them. Call the program director or the general manager at your local talk stations and tell them you want to hear Free Talk Live 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
So, a moment ago, you were talking about smoking cigarettes, cigarette smokers tossing their butts out the window.
Mm-hmm.
And is that littering? Or we know that's littering. You asked if throwing a banana peel out is littering as well. Now, is that a sin? Is littering a sin?
A sin. You know, I was kind of thinking about sin today. I've been thinking about sin and hell.
Why? Are you a church? Are you been going to church a lot more recently, or what?
I'm a religious guy.
I know you go from time to time.
I go from
like
time to time.
Once a week?
I'm not once a week. Or no.
What, once every other week? Once every 3 weeks? Once a month?
It's been a while. The last time I was in church, I got married, and that was a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
But
and the time before that? 6 months?
6 months, yeah.
Okay.
Something like that. But that doesn't, I don't think that you have to go to church.
That's right. It doesn't mean you're unholy.
It doesn't, right. You don't have to go to church in order to be
religious.
Saved.
Right.
Or whatever the
terminology
is.
You can be very religious and not go to church.
Absolutely. Okay. Lots of people are. But I was thinking about it, and I am not your traditional Christian kind of guy. I believe in God, and I believe, I'm spiritual, but there's a lot in the Bible that I don't necessarily agree with. And this is where I was at with sin today. And I was thinking about sin. And now, if sin exists, let me take it from hell, actually. I want to go to hell first. Sin is where, sin ends you up in hell, so it's a natural progression. Now, if hell doesn't exist for sinners, according to the dogma that
I
understand...
If you want to go to hell, all you have to do is ask nicely. I'll take care of you.
Actually, Satan has no control over hell, according to the dogma I have been taught. Hell is, in fact, a final resting place for Satan. It is the prison that he will be imprisoned at the end of time. Hell doesn't exist now. No one can argue that it does. Hell would exist at the end of time.
This is all according to the good book, if you will. Right?
My understanding of the Bible, and lots of people have lots of understandings.
Right.
The hell isn't really deeply gone into in the Bible, but anyway, there's lots of dogma that surrounds it. So, hell exists at the end of time, and it is, in fact, a place for Satan and his angels. It's not a place for bad humans, it's a place for bad angels.
Got it.
So, now, God can't handle sin. He can't be around sin, or humans that have committed it. So, unless you've been washed in the blood of Christ, you can't exist in God's presence.
So, can God commit sin?
So, he's limited. No. God is completely incapable of committing
sin. It's not a sin to kill people, then.
What do you mean?
Well, when he flooded the earth, didn't he kill a whole bunch of people?
They're his.
Ah, okay. So he's immune to sin, right?
He is without sin. He cannot sin.
Got it. So even though what he's doing would be sins if it was, done by a human being, it's not sin because he's God?
I think it's motivation. God would be... killing the people because they are evil and
he's
wicked.
He's killing them for the right reasons because he's God.
Evil and wicked.
Okay.
anyway, God can't be around sin, so you can't go to heaven if you have sinned and not been saved.
Got it.
Got it? Okay. So, consequently, you have to go somewhere. That somewhere would be hell.
Why you have to repent, right? That's why you have to renounce your sins before you die.
Now, hell wasn't created for, as I said, hell wasn't created for bad humans. It was created for bad angels. Now, sin exists because of the Eve eating of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. It wouldn't exist otherwise.
If she hadn't eaten the fruit.
Right. And when Adam and Eve were in the garden, supposedly, and this is, I believe this is legendary, and I'll explain why, they committed the sin of eating of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, not anything else. God said, you can do whatever you want, just don't eat of this tree
here. Could they have premarital sex?
I guess that they were married. I mean, man, God made woman for man, so, I mean, in sense, marriage...
Because they would have had to have had premarital sex, because there'd be no priest there to marry them, right?
Well, actually, sex is marriage in a biblical sense, in my understanding of a biblical sense. If you have sex with somebody, you are married to them.
That's great. I'm married then.
Well, congratulations.
All right.
But men can marry as often as they like. Women, on the other hand, are committing adultery if they have sex with a second person. Maybe if that second person is their husband. I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway, it gets a little weird in there.
Fascinating.
And that's just a belief structure.
Okay.
So sin didn't exist before Eve ate of the tree of knowledge and then shared it with Adam.
Got it.
So God put this tree in the middle of the Garden of Eden and said, you can do anything you want, just don't eat that tree right there. Don't eat this tree right here.
Don't touch the hot
one.
Plate.
Right. And it's kind of, I don't have a God like that. My God wouldn't do that kind of crazy stuff to somebody. Say, oh, yeah, you can do whatever you want except this here, and then, set it right out in front of
you. Don't push the big red button.
And so, right, absolutely, the big red button. So
You know that one that says don't push on it? It's big, it's red. Don't push it. Whatever you do. Right? That's basically
yes.
the concept. Okay.
So that's kind of my thing is sin wouldn't exist if it wasn't for this tree of... So God sort of put it all in motion. He made it happen.
He created it.
Yeah.
But he didn't.
It doesn't. So that would be... And
this is why I've given up on religion.
That's why
damn contradictions. And of course, it's all baseless to me. But go ahead.
That's more or less it. I just I feel like they're vilifying God.
That, right?
They're making God a bad guy by doing this.
Christian God is a bad guy.
I bet
if we had a Christian on the phone, and I'm surprised we don't at this point, 1-800-259-9231. I'm sure they would tell you that no, Eve was bad for doing for eating the fruit, right? They're going to say that it wasn't God that was bad. It was Eve that was bad. She didn't have to take that fruit from the snake.
Do you think that if you put candy on the coffee table in your living room and then tell, you have a house full, or just say two, we'll say two kids, one male, one female, and you say, now, you can do whatever you want in this room, just don't eat that candy right there. That candy right there. And then you walk out of the room. What do you think is going to happen?
Of course they're going to eat the damn candy.
Well, of course they are.
Right.
And now, what are you doing?
So he wanted to create sin, is what you're saying, right?
By doing that.
Are you suggesting that God knew, allegedly, assuming all this is true,
Christianity, right?
Are you suggesting that this God supposedly did this on purpose to create the sin? He set these people up in order for him to give the excuse of, oh, now you've done it. Now I'm going to have this whole sin deal, and you're going to have to repent to me all the time, right?
Yes.
That's kind of like
actually,
a worshiping sort of thing.
Repenting didn't really exist prior to
Well, I bet
Jesus.
They said, I'm sorry, after he shot them with bolts of lightning or whatever he did after that.
There was sacrifices of animals to cover sin.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah. Well,
That sounds sinish to me.
They ate them.
Okay.
It's not like they just sacrificed them. They burnt them and ate them.
Right, but when you sacrifice...
They cooked an animal and called that...
Okay, so they didn't gore it in the heart first and then, kill it slowly?
I imagine that the different things were done at different times.
Right. How soon do you think it was that Adam discovered masturbation? That's my question. And if he did discover it, was it after the apple was eaten? Or was it... How long did they have
that was
before the apple got...
I think that would have been evening on the sixth day. Actually, yeah.
Before he or she was created, is that right?
Well, Adam, it did say Adam was bored.
1-800-259-9231. You know so much about this little story, man. Which, if you've got a comment, if you're a Christian, or if you are,
take me to task, please.
Yeah, absolutely. Chime in here. 1-800-259-9231. We're just trying to figure it all out. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Soon, the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. In ancient Rome, columns supported the weight of temple roofs. Well, Ben-Hur ain't got nothing on us. When I come back, I'll give you the A, B, and C's of modern automotive pillars. What do your engine, transmission, driveline, power steering, and cooling system all have in common? When your service technician properly cleans, flushes, and conditions these systems with BG products and services, it pays off big time. With more trouble-free miles for you. Why BG? BG services include a 150,000-mile, 7-year protection plan. Free. Some restrictions apply, so get the facts on protecting your automotive investment at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Roman architects used columns to support temple tops, but modern car roofs are held up by columns of their own, called A, B, and C pillars. A pillars support the roof in the front and serve as the vertical frame of the windshield. B pillars reside between the front and rear side windows, and C pillars are found on either side of the rear window. In ancient times, that is until now, automotive pillars were black or the same color as the car, in either case, opaque. These days, engineers are designing pillars of steel-framed transparent plexiglass, which offers drivers of our modern chariots a more unobstructed view and a safer ride. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show. You can take control and literally talk about anything. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system is there with literally thousands of posts. Over 5,000 of them we discovered tonight. Hundreds of users there interacting with one another. Everything from flame wars to intellectual conversations and banter.
And they certainly don't all agree with us.
No. Oh, definitely not. It's all there for you and it's free at freetalklive.com. So we're getting a little, I guess, theological here, Manwich, tonight.
Okay.
And you're saying your position is, let me make sure I understand this.
Okay.
Is that you're kind of questioning why did God allegedly create sin in the first place? Like, why did he bother?
I'm questioning the existence of hell, really. I don't think hell exists because I don't believe that.
I don't believe any of it exists, personally.
Right.
Okay.
But I, you know.
You believe in a heaven?
I believe that, you know, I believe in an afterlife.
Yeah, afterlife.
I believe that, yes, I believe in heaven, I don't believe in hell.
Got it.
Right.
Okay.
And because I think that God everybody he created is special and important to him, mm-hmm. and therefore he would allow them to go to heaven.
So you believe in, like, a heaven for everybody, no matter if you had sex with dogs?
Absolutely.
No matter, okay.
It's not a testing.
Really?
I don't believe that the earth is a testing ground. I think that you know that we have these pure,
do the sex
pure
dog
immortal
sex people go to the same heaven, like the same. You know how like in Dante's Inferno there were different tiers of hell. Are there different tiers of heaven? You know, are there you know the upper echelon, the elite levels,
seventh heaven for
people
instance?
Like George Bush? I'm kidding, of course. George Bush certainly doesn't belong in the upper echelon if there is one. But do you think that's how it works?
I don't believe that.
You get the gold pass, is what I'm saying.
No, I believe that there is a there's spiritual. We are spiritual energy. That we have a spirit, and that spirit goes elsewhere. I will call that place
did
heaven.
Okay, you said that's right. Because when we had that one lady on, you did say you believe there's a soul.
Yes.
Okay.
And I think that the soul is sort of run by the spirit.
Now in Manwich's heaven, do the souls get to interact with one another, or are you just kind of in?
Sure, if they choose to.
Really?
Sure.
Do you get to eat?
I would think not. I would think
that doesn't sound very heavenly to me, because that's certainly a worldly pleasure. Isn't the whole heaven thing supposed to get just constant pleasure all the time or something like that?
Not the way I see it. I think that they're, you know, I think that we're all little pieces of God, you know, that we have God force in us.
Even me?
Yeah, even you, buddy. I believe that.
What piece of God am I is what my question is.
He doesn't have pieces like you and I have.
I see. But weren't we created in his image? So doesn't that mean that we look like
that.
Him? Ah, so you're saying you don't believe the whole Genesis deal, right?
I really don't believe much of it. I think that that's an explanation for why we're here.
It's so you basically just throw the whole Bible out the window then, right?
I believe that there's God, and I believe that he's a righteous and just God.
But that's the only thing that you can really glean from.
Not just, because I don't think that... No, not particularly just.
Well, if you believe the Bible, he's certainly not just. In my opinion.
That's your opinion. I see it differently.
Because drowning, you know, millions of people in the 40-day flood or whatever, that's certainly not a very just thing to do. I mean, how could everybody have been that bad?
Well, that's what he said. The world was covered with evil and wicked people.
But and only one man was unwicked? It's just preposterous.
Well, that's of the Bible stories.
Right.
That's the most difficult one to pick up. I mean, to really understand.
I don't know. The dude in the whale, that's a tough one, too.
Well, at least he was only in the belly of a whale for 3 days.
Right.
I mean, one could almost...
Oh, okay. What do you think? The acids would be a little rough in there?
No, I wouldn't necessarily. I mean,
sulfuric acid washing all over you or whatever it is that's in, a whale's stomach.
Stomach acid is a little more potent than lemon juice.
Okay.
So,
really?
No, I don't think that it would.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's
even if you're drowning in it?
Well, there would probably be air pockets of it.
Maybe so.
I mean, in a stomach. I think that that's more likely than, God, a man building an ark over, I think it was a 100-year period that he had to build this ark.
Oh, really? I didn't realize that.
It was like 100 years to build this ark. It was,
back when we all lived for 700 years at a time.
It was 450 feet long.
I'm sorry. Did he, get an extension on life so he could finish the ark?
No, he was 600. He was 600
so
when God asked him to build it.
They lived longer back then, is that right?
Oh, absolutely.
At what point?
Methuselah was 960 or something like that.
Well, okay, at what point did our lives get cut down to 35? Because not long ago.
At the Ark story.
Really?
At the Ark story. Because the vapor seal around the earth, for whatever reason, once it was flooded, God started all over again.
Huh.
With new things. Yeah.
And then he said, whoa. You guys can't be around for 600 years
because you
get evil after 600 years. Is that right?
Apparently. Except for Noah.
So that explains why people like George Bush are against anti-aging technology, then.
Why would he be against? What sort of anti-aging technology?
Not necessarily anti-aging. Stem cells and, technology that can extend our lives beyond...
He's against stem cells because of his stance on abortion, and people are of the mistaken...
But maybe it's because of that. Maybe that's the real reason behind it. Maybe he doesn't want to, he doesn't want people to live past 100.
I don't think if you asked George Bush... If
he's evangelical, is he not? Isn't he?
Right, but I don't think that the evangelical church has a stance on humans living too long.
Interesting.
I think that's crazy talk. Nuts.
I think it's all crazy talk, personally.
I want to finish this Noah thing.
Okay.
Hold on.
Right.
Now, Noah, it took him 100 years to build this 450-foot-long, 5-story-high boat that he then took two of every mammal on. But let's not forget that he brought on seven of, the snakes and the frogs and, seven of the other animals.
Don't forget the alligators.
Right. Is that your alligator?
That's an alligator.
Okay.
He's angry.
Did you go out and record that yourself?
No.
Alligators probably would not have been brought on because, in fact, there were no alligators in Mesopotamia area where Noah was from.
So did
crocodiles?
He just,
yes.
Really?
Alligators? No.
So
I don't know how alligators got
here. Was
the
whole world flooded, or was it just Mesopotamia that got flooded?
There are several. There are several religions and historical accounts of the flood of a flood.
Uh-huh.
Some cultures don't mention it at all. Others. Do. Certainly there's the Epic of Gilgamesh, which includes a flood. There's several American Indian legends that include the flood.
Well, everybody has a damn flood at one point or another. I bet none of them said they were 40 days long.
And I don't think too many of them had the rainbow at the end given as a sign that the world would not flood
again.
Was
there a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow? Is my question.
Afraid not. No. There was a situation where Ham and Shem, or, his son's name were Ham, Shem, and Japheth. And two of them looked upon their father's nakedness and laughed. So Noah cursed them.
And then what? Threw them off the boat?
No, this was after they'd landed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Just cursed them. I don't remember
what. Man, how do you know all this?
Too many
don't
years.
Don't you have a life?
Christian education.
I guess. Oh, yeah, you went to Christian school, didn't you?
I haven't picked up a Bible in probably a year.
Wow, you retained a lot of that information. Yeah. Very interesting. Yeah. I'm learning from you tonight, Manwich.
Well, great.
Maybe somebody else out there is, too. 1-800-259-9231. You what now? Are you done with the whole Noah thing?
I am. I just...
So you're just angry that... you just don't understand why, allegedly, the God created the sin.
Because
he didn't have to. Apparently.
I don't believe it.
Right.
I mean,
if he created it, it means he didn't have to, right?
Right.
So he did it. If he did create it, that means that God's a mean God.
If Adam said a bad word before he ate of the tree of the knowledge of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, it wasn't a sin because he didn't know it, because he didn't have any knowledge of good and evil.
And the Ten Commandments weren't written then, so you could have said GD and it wouldn't have been a problem, right?
Sure. I don't think that I don't think language had progressed that far.
If he murdered Eve, would it have been a sin at that point?
No, it would not have been.
1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Let's move on. Let's talk about smoking pot. Would that have been a sin?
Absolutely. It's not now.
I agree with that. All right. And it turns out it might save you from Alzheimer's. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home. Uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live, and it's yours. If you want to take control, 1-800-259-9231, toll-free 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Literally anything goes, from the political to the personal and whatever else is in between. We'll talk to you about anything. 1-800-259-9231. And don't forget, you can get interactive with us and do it on freetalklive.com. It's free.
You can register for the updates.
All kinds of cool stuff.
Give us your email address, and we'll put you on the list for updates. And whenever anything important happens with the show, like adding a new shriner to the Shrine of Female Listeners, new gal.
New affiliate, maybe.
New affiliate. Ought to be happening soon.
Update on our guest tomorrow night. We're going to have, we're about to talk about marijuana here in a moment, but there's a dude in Tampa Bay. He's actually the head of the NAACP. That's the only reason why he's somewhat notable, because otherwise he'd just be a total nutcase.
Uh-huh.
He goes around and steals people's pipes, these kind of pipes.
Okay.
He steals crack pipes and will destroy the, like, he'll go into a head shop and just start destroying their property, apparently, and just ranting and raving against the tools of the devil.
Interesting.
Death devices, or whatever he calls them. Anyway, he's totally anti-drug, apparently, and I guess it's because he used to be an addict. I don't know. We're going to explore this dude tomorrow night. He's going to be on from 7 to 8 o'clock Eastern Time hour. So
fascinating.
Be sure you're tuned in for that. 1-800-25-
He's not going to even listen to the radio program that he's going to be on?
I don't know. If he's somewhat intelligent,
listening
he might
now?
Do that. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
And then maybe he won't call tomorrow night. Now, we're trying to get his number so we can call him and guarantee that we get him on. With any guest, you got to keep your fingers crossed, which is why we don't do guests very often.
Right.
Anyway. So, marijuana may actually block Alzheimer's.
How's that?
The active ingredient in marijuana may stall decline from Alzheimer's disease, research suggests, according to the BBC. Scientists showed a synthetic version of the compound may reduce inflammation associated with Alzheimer's and thus help to prevent mental decline.
Hmm.
They hope the cannabinoid may be used to develop new drug therapies. The research by Madrid's Complutense University and Cajal Institute is published in the Journal of Neuroscience. The scientists first compared the brain tissue of patients who died from Alzheimer's disease with that of healthy people who had died at a similar age. They looked closely at brain cell receptors to which cannabinoids bind, allowing their effects to be felt. Because when you smoke marijuana, the THC, the cannabinoids, they kind of glom on to certain receptors in your brain. Your brain actually has receptors that are sort of, from what I understand, and I could be wrong, and you can correct me at 800-259-9231, but from what I understand, they're designed to receive cannabinoids.
Wow.
They looked closely at the brain cell receptors to which cannabinoids bind, allowing their effects to be felt. They also studied structures called microglia, which activate the brain's immune response. Microglia collect near the plaque deposits associated with Alzheimer's disease and, when active, cause inflammation. The researchers found a dramatically reduced functioning of cannabinoid receptors in diseased brain tissue of the people with the Alzheimer's.
Hmm.
This was an indication that patients had lost the capacity to experience cannabinoids' protective effects. The next step was to test the effect of cannabinoids on rats injected with the amyloid protein that forms Alzheimer's plaques. Those animals who were given a dose of the cannabinoid performed much better in tests of their mental functioning. I'll say that again.
While they were stoned?
Those animals who were also given a dose of a cannabinoid performed much better in tests of their mental functioning. The researchers found that the presence of amyloid protein in the rats' brains activated immune cells. However, rats that also received the cannabinoid showed no sign of microglia activation. Using cell cultures, the researchers confirmed that cannabinoids counteracted the activation of microglia and thus reduced inflammation.
I gotta say, I'm a
translation,
little lost.
Good.
Good.
Translation, pot is good. Okay, they don't actually say that in this article. They're actually, highlighting one of the chemicals in pot, one of the active chemicals in testing that.
Cannabinoid chemical or?
Cannabinoid. THC stands for tetrahydrocannabinol, I believe.
Okay.
And so pot has in it a cannabinoid.
Okay.
Called THC. Researcher Dr. Maria de Ceballos said, quote, "These findings that cannabinoids work to both prevent inflammation and protect the brain may set the stage for their use as a therapeutic approach for Alzheimer's disease." Dr. Suzanne Sorensen, the head of the research of the Alzheimer's Society, said, "This is an important research because it provides another piece of the jigsaw puzzle on the workings of the brain." And this is something that I think...
That crazy cannabinoid jigsaw puzzle.
Well, I think a lot of people should pay attention to because we all have loved ones who are elderly. Some of us, it may be our parents. For others, it may be grandparents. And some of us may be elderly ourselves. And it's certainly something that I think is going to affect a lot of people if it hasn't already. I know that a couple of my grandparents...
The best thing you can do for your grandma is roll her a big fat spork. Is that what you're saying? You're crazy.
I'm not saying that. Anyway, the scientist types say this: there is no cure for Alzheimer's disease, so the identification of another target for drug development is extremely welcome. This is just, a potential thing.
Right.
The evidence is pointing to it. It's certainly not a guarantee. The Alzheimer's Society looks forward to seeing further research being carried out on cannabinoid receptors as drug targets for Alzheimer's disease, but would warn the public against taking marijuana as a way of preventing Alzheimer's. Now, why are they warning the public about that?
Because it's illegal?
Well, because, yeah, it's a bad thing to officially suggest that people do that sort of thing, although I don't necessarily agree. It is now generally recognized as well as providing a high. Long-term use of marijuana can also lead to depression in many individuals. And I've heard that claim before, and I know plenty of long-term marijuana users who aren't depressed at all. So I don't know if it's really many individuals, maybe some individuals, maybe people who are prone to depression get more depressed if they smoke marijuana. I don't know.
Could be.
If it was legal, we'd be able to study the damn drug. The problem is, in the United States, we can't study it. That's why this was done in Spain. 800-259-9231, this is your show. It's Free Talk Live. So take control.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bo.com.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Are you and your family members getting enough minerals in their daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. Kids who may not be doing as well in school and having a hard time studying ought to be looking at a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a total free call for C Minerals at 877-817-9829 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost in the immune system. C Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful and energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help from Minerals from the Sea. Call for C Minerals today at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. The show you can literally take control of and bring up anything. Political, personal, pop culture, we don't care. Whatever's on your mind, we'll talk to you about it. If you want to hijack the airwaves.
And religion this evening.
Sure. Yeah. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com. Download some archives. Last 6 days worth of the show, fully archived and described right there at freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Steve in Washington, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello, Steve.
Hey, Ian. Manwich, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Fantastic.
Was this got you here? And I had some information I thought you might be interested in on religion and cannabis.
Sweet, give it to us.
One thing, I hope I didn't come in too late. You might have already covered it, but, you know, it seemed like we forgot that God also created other beings, and they're called angels.
Okay.
And they were fallen, and they were real created beings, Satan being one of them, the top one.
Right. Uh-huh.
Who deceived...
A bad one would have been another.
Who deceived the first pair of human beings, which caused the fall... Okay.
Uh-huh.
And then we move in past that when Abraham was God came to Abraham, right? And he, they created the temple and sacrifices, and cannabis has been discovered, archaeologists in history discovered for real, that they used cannabis with frankincense and myrrh and some other exotic herbs in their temple.
Really?
Sacrifices.
That is very interesting.
In fact, you could die from using the exact, it says in the Bible, it's in Exodus. If you use,
we'll take your word for it.
Nobody could use the exact formula for that temple. You could suffer some consequences. And
so wait. Only the temple could smoke? Only the temple people could smoke weed?
Well, it wasn't. I don't know if they smoked like joints or bowls or whatever, you know?
Right.
However, they used it in their... They burnt incense. It was made in incense form.
Right. I gotcha.
And,
interesting.
I don't know about the effects you might have got there, but it was for real. It's the THC.
There's actually a group of Christians out there that are pro pot Christians. Are you one of them?
I don't know about that. I'm not affiliated with them, but I am a Christian.
You are a pot. You're also a pot smoker.
And I am a medical marijuana patient.
Oh, is that right? What do you use it for?
Chronic back pain. I have deteriorating disc disease.
Really? Now, how do you find that it assists you with that?
I find it assists me just fine, sir.
No, I mean, what I mean is, like, when you smoke...
How do you like that, man?
Does it work within, like, 5 minutes?
I dig it.
No. How quick does it affect you when you smoke?
Almost,
if you're feeling the pain, does it...
Almost immediately. When I'm not with it, I know... I have problems sleeping. I only sleep a couple hours a night, you know, or at a time throughout a period of 24 hours, 3-4 hours. Man, I'm out of it.
I'm all for it, Steve. I'm not trying to, rake you over the coals.
Right. No, I'm
plenty
not trying
of pot
to
my
answer
time.
Your question. It's completely safe, in my opinion. I really wish that I don't think the smoking of it does my lungs good, but there are other ways to do it.
Well, I'm sure, that's
tea.
Right. You can vaporize it. You can eat it. Absolutely.
Right. And that's one of the things I'm battling with. But
Steve, take a toke for us, all right?
Hey, what?
Take another toke.
Oh, I'm on top of it, brother.
Right on, man.
I got it going on with the green button.
Thanks for the call. We got to run, dude. Call us again sometime. 1-800-259-9231. You know he's got some good out there in Washington. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Hour number 3 is on the way. If you're